Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast and placing the call to Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am doing just wonderfully. I really am. You know, it's been raining on and off like every day or every other day. It's been raining. The ground is moist. And, you know, if the sun would come out a little bit more, the grass would really take off and we'd be able to feed our cows. But other than that, it's really, really pretty good. Well, I don't know whose rain we're getting, but we're getting someone's rain. And it has been a lot of rain. So the trees like it. The grass likes it. The grass would like a little bit more sun. We would, too. And if it ever lets up, then we'll be able to bale the hay and feed the cows through the winter. But we don't see any letting up of the rain. How about with you? Are you getting anyone else's rain?
No. I think you must be getting all our rain. Yep. we've had... we should have had, well, let me put it this way. Every other year that I've been on this property, except maybe last year was pretty dry. But other than that, I bought this property in 2013. So every other year since 2013 that I've been here, this property has had two modes of being, concrete and mud. Not much in between. So that means in summer, it's concrete out there. The ground is just concrete. That's the only word I can use to describe it. And then the winter comes, and it turns to mud. And that's how it has been. And you could not take a tractor out on the fields. And there was only about 2 months of the year when it was neither mud nor concrete. And that's not how it is at the moment. At the moment, the ground is almost perfectly moist. So it's not mud and it's not concrete. And I like the ground that way because you can dig it and the soil is not utterly waterlogged. But at the same time, it indicates that there hasn't been as much rain as what there was in previous years. So yeah. It's a little bit of a worry. We haven't had much inflow into our dam. And the other thing that the dry weather has been doing, which is I would like to discuss today, it's been providing an opportunity for the mice to breed, which is a minor inconvenience here, except for the fact that I have to trap them every single day, and I'm catching some days 4, some days 6 mice a day, every single day. So if I wasn't trapping them all the time, then they would very quickly build up to really quite awful proportions. But in other parts of Australia, in Western Victoria and in central New South Wales, they are really, really having a bad time with the mice, for instance.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to make a comment. When you're talking about the rain, mud, and concrete, farmers are said to have two complaints, two main things really bother farmers. One is not enough rain. That's one problem that farmers have. The other problem that farmers have is too much rain. So not enough rain and too much rain. And that's absolutely the truth. It really is. It'd be nice to have the weather of the 1950s and the 1960s as I remember it, which would be, it would rain on average about once a week, maybe every 5 days. It'd be a nice rain, and then the sun would come out. The plants loved it. The grass loved it. The trees loved it. We loved it. And then we ruined it. And I've been thinking about how we have been exploiting the earth. Well, not us, not you and me and our class, but other people who have become rich and filthy rich, exploiting and plundering the earth. And they have done it by mining and strip mining. They've done it by dumping trash into the ocean. They've done it by dumping trash in landfills. They've done it by building nuclear reactors. They've done a terrible disservice to the only planet that is our home. And what I see happening, and this is a little tangent class, what I see happening is there are people like, Bezos, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk, and they want to, and Bill Gates, they want to exit the planet because we've trashed it so badly. They think that there's no fixing it. At least I'm imagining that they believe this, and they want to get out of here. The answer is not to trash it. The answer is to conserve. The answer is to stop using these plastic bags. And I'm not talking about the Chinese factory outlet bags alone. I'm talking about all kinds of plastic bags. Back in the 1940s, I don't think there was anywhere near the amount of sodas, snacks, fun-sized Milky Ways, potato chip bags, you know, single-serving potato chip bags. I don't think there was anywhere near the amount of plastic bags for bread and everything else as there is today. And it's hardly biodegradable. So I think we're destroying the planet with convenience. And it makes me angry when I look at people abusing the planet because they're ignorant. Ignorant and careless and reckless with what they buy and what they do with the wrapping of what they bought. Like going down our dirt road. We have a dirt road, and I find pizza boxes. I find beer bottles. I find soda bottles. People just throw them out the car window into our field, or they just leave them on the road. And so we go and pick it up, and it makes me sick. And I'm thinking that one day Lucille is going to come with, you know, most people like those who are picking up the trash, and Lucille is going to extract her opinion on people who do this kind of thing. And it's not just here. It's everywhere. Gwyneth? Any comments?
Yeah, I think that this is all going to... I don't think you're going to have that problem for much longer. That's going to be the topic of today's broadcast. Because I emailed you earlier and sort of like explained that, we're heading for a complete civilization collapse. But in the meantime... I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a person who eats a lot of junk food. I would consider myself probably the exact opposite of a junk food person. But even so, breakfast cereal for us means one of two or three products. Muesli, what we would call porridge oats, which you would call oatmeal, or wheat biscuits, okay, which are pressed wheat biscuits. So I don't know if you have them in America. I think they might be Wheaties, but they're a biscuit which is maybe 1.5 inches wide by probably about 3 inches long and about 1/2 inch thick biscuit of wheat. And it's basically 100% pure wheat or 99% wheat and 1% salt, maybe to, you know, sort of preserve it a little bit. And, you know, you put them on a plate and then you put some milk on them and some fruit on the top, and that's your breakfast. They come in a plastic bag, in a box, and the box gets burnt and the plastic bag gets reused until it gets holes in it, and then it gets buried in the garden. But at the moment, I wouldn't consider that we eat a lot of junk food. And most of the plastic bags that we have come from products like pasta, oats, breakfast cereal, meaning Weet-Bix or muesli, and, you know, like cartons of milk and that sort of thing. But I would be digging at least one or two holes a week just to bury the plastic bags from what we eat. You know, and this is, you know, we sometimes get given food. And we get food, like potatoes come in bags, carrots come in bags. Everything comes in a plastic bag. And it drives me, well, it used to drive me even more crazy because we, before I came up with the idea of digging a hole, which I explained the other week, burying the food bags and then putting manure on the top of them and then allowing the manure to rot and then planting a tree there. Now I feel a great feeling of satisfaction because I've turned the plastic bags into a worm hotel. So the worms are attracted to the plastic bags under the ground because they draw in moisture. It's called hydrophilic. They draw in moisture, and they store moisture in the form of condensation in little pockets under the ground. And the worms like that. They like high humidity, and it helps to keep the compost above them a little bit moister, and it helps to keep the trees that live in the compost a lot happier. But, you know, for me to have to dig one or two of these holes a week to bury the plastic bag waste of just life is, you know, quite remarkable because, like I said, I wouldn't consider myself to be a particularly excessive person. How is it? I mean, the people are filling up, you know, like one or two wheelie bins with plastic waste a week. And having it, I mean, we have the municipal garbage truck come past. I don't want any services from the local municipality. I hate them. And so I don't use their garbage disposal service. I'd rather dispose of my own garbage, and that's how I do it. Yeah, but how do people who really eat a lot of junk food, how much waste would they be producing? Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Gwyneth. People who want convenience, who demand convenience, are destroying this planet. And you talk about those wheelie bins. So we have them here. They're on the East Coast. They're all over the United States. These are those really large trash receptacles. They're plastic usually. They've got wheels on them because they're so heavy, filled with so much garbage that people put out sometimes twice a week. Because that's how much garbage they create. And it's this disposable society that we live in. And when we come back, I just want to mention incineration, municipal incinerators. We'll be back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and she mentioned wheat biscuits for breakfast, and we have them here, and it's called shredded wheat. It's one brand of shredded wheat. And then we have Wheatina, which is another breakfast cereal. Then we have, of course, oatmeal, and I just want to mention that we have the same food, different names, but the same foods. We're talking about municipal waste. And so what is municipal waste? Well, it's pretty much anything that you throw out, plastic bags, cans, plastic bottles, from your purchases, boxes. And the boxes are, if they come from China, they're reused boxes. And who knows what contaminants, what toxins were in the box before it was the box before it was the box before it was the box, right? Because they recycle them. And you can tell Chinese boxes because they're flimsy. They don't have the same color. They have nowhere near the strength of a brand new box. So all that goes into the municipal waste, and then there's hospital waste, which has, you know, dead bodies and diseased organs and parts of bodies that have been cut off. And so if hospitals decide even pet clinics, okay, they when they euthanize, you know, diseased animals, they can turn that into waste by burning it. So a lot of this stuff goes in the air. And the plastic bags that Gwyneth puts into the ground to trap moisture and to contain moisture, in many cities, that goes right into the air. And there are these smoke bags. You really just don't even think about it. They're tall, and they just burn this stuff. They burn whatever. Now, you know, we have plastic bottles here. We try to avoid the use of them. and the avoid the use of plastic bags, etc. The boxes we burn for fuel. But as far as plastic, we don't burn it. But a lot of people do. People burn tires. I don't know if you ever saw a tire burn, but it creates a cloud of black smoke. It's awful. But people burn these things. And the municipalities, you know, which you've entrusted to take care of your health and welfare, and you pay them to do it, they burn all kinds of things that shouldn't be burned. So the answer is really not how do you dispose of it. The answer is how do you prevent it from being manufactured in the first place. And I think what we all should do is when you find pizza boxes, you know, thrown in the road, bring them back to the restaurant that, you know, says, you know, the name of the restaurant on the pizza box. And McDonald's, when you see these McDonald's wrappers and Burger King wrappers and Arby's wrappers and what other kind of wrappers you find, I think you should collect them and bring them back. Go through the drive-thru and say, here, this is for you. You guys left it in my yard. And I think if enough of us did that, there would be less waste. And there'd be less pollution of the oceans. But we all have to get together and do it. Because McDonald's is probably one of the biggest polluters on the planet, along with Coke and Pepsi. I mean, where do all those bottles go? Where do they go? Do you think that did these plastic bottles get recycled? No. And if you think that you're doing a real great service by recycling those shopping bags, you know, those sometimes they're called T-shirt bags, you know, that you get at the Chinese factory outlet in the supermarket. If you think that you're doing a great service by bringing them back for recycling, if you crush those bags down and you remove all the air, a whole handful of bags would probably equal a cup of plastic. I'm talking about as many bags as you could carry would probably end up being just a cup of, you know, concentrated plastic. So how much have you really improved the environment by recycling compared to all the other plastic that just gets thrown out, like raisin bags, yep, delicatessen bags, sliced cheese bags, meat containers. You know, meat containers used to be made out of cardboard tray. Now it's a plastic tray. Cardboard would disintegrate, you know, quickly. Now plastic, no, years and years and years. So we're doing this to ourselves. So Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos, you know, they figured it out, and they say, we got to get out of here because we've destroyed the place. And actually, they are the biggest polluters on the planet. I remember when we were going to have, back in the 70s, they were talking about a paperless society. We use more paper now than we've ever used. So Bill Gates, that didn't come true. Musk has littered the skies with satellites. We didn't need them, but he did it anyway. Hundreds of them. These guys, more faster, and they are destroying the planet. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed bipartisan legislation to combat hate crimes across the country. Attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders has increased since the coronavirus pandemic began. The final vote was 364 to 62. President Biden plans to sign the legislation later this week, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Twitter. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Tuesday prohibiting government entities in the state, including public schools, from requiring masks. About 30% of Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID. The Texas State Teachers Association called Abbott's move premature and pointed to CDC guidelines for schools. On Tuesday, Microsoft rolled out its latest Windows 10 Features update, known as Windows 10 21H1, to mainstream users. It includes support for Windows Hello-enabled cameras, Windows Defender application guard improvements, and improvements in Windows management instrumentation via group policy. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
On Tuesday, the CDC released new data about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A CDC study released on Tuesday found that rates of COVID vaccination were lower in the country's rural counties than in urban areas. The data showed that about 39% of adults living in rural areas have received at least one dose of vaccine, compared to 46% in urban counties. Dr. Payal Patel, an infectious diseases physician with the University of Michigan Medical School, tells CBS News that both difficulties in locating a shot, as well as higher rates of vaccine hesitancy, may play into those results.
There's a couple of things going on. One is, in general, in rural America, it's a little bit harder to get to a vaccine. People may have a harder time taking off or finding the vaccine itself. And there's also some more vaccine hesitancy in these areas. Today, we heard from the White House that they're really thinking about it on a zip code to zip code basis. We know that where you're born in America, in that zip code, can mean a different life expectancy just at baseline. Those same factors are coming in now with COVID-19.
As of Tuesday, 37.7% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Charles Grodin has died at the age of 86 from bone marrow cancer, best known as the dad in Beethoven and the Broadway show Same Time Next Year. The actor's son, Nicholas, says Charles died peacefully Tuesday at his home in Wilton, Connecticut, where he was surrounded by family, including his wife, Alyssa. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So back in the 70s, there were reports in the news about hypodermic needles washing ashore on the East Coast. And what was happening is the municipalities were just taking the municipal waste, hospital waste, etc., and they were putting it on barges, and they were taking it out into the Atlantic Ocean and dumping it, and then waves would bring it back in. And people would walk along the beach and get stabbed by hypodermic needles in their feet. Yeah, absolutely true. So you think about that. Jumpin' Joe wants everybody to be immunized. So that's 300 million, well, maybe 330 million, plus hypodermic needles. Where are they going to put them? In the ocean? Is that a good place? How about we bury them? How about we burn them? What are we going to do with the stainless steel that's around here forever? Or darn near close to ever, forever, right? So it's just, it's sickening to me what is happening to our world because of infinite greed and infinite stupidity. We have people making decisions that have no business making decisions for us. And the solutions are terrible. And so, you know, I ran into a guy who was at a convention in Springfield, Missouri. It was a real large convention. And they were with, this guy was the head of, like the spokesperson for the electric cooperatives in Missouri. And I invited him to come on the air with me. And I said, boy, it'd be great. You know, we could talk about how to save energy, how to reduce our consumption. Because, you know, people who look like they can't afford to pay their electric bill, they leave their lights on, their porch lights on 24 hours a day. And I know they're not paying their electric bill, and I am. I'm paying for mine and theirs. And so how about we teach people to shut the lights off and not waste electricity? And this guy said to me, no, we're not in that business. We're not in the business of telling people how to reduce their energy consumption, electricity consumption. So how do you fix this? The only way to fix this is through education that I can think of, to teach young people, no, when you see your mommy or daddy throwing trash out the window of the car, you say, no, don't do that. Back up and let's go pick it up, because that's not nice. But we don't teach people that anymore, do we? We teach them how being a homo is a good thing. Sounds like Rome is burning, as far as I can tell, Gwyneth. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that we're at the very cusp of civilizational collapse. This is what happens every single time the civilization collapses. And if you think of that, if you like look at every single time in history where there has been a whole civilization within a year or two, usually the collapse point comes within a year or two, okay? Like you'll get a civilization that's been around for 500 years. Actually, most ancient civilizations lasted for around about 300 years at their real apex. And then they would get bad leader after bad leader after bad leader, and then the civilization collapsed. But what always happens immediately before a civilization collapses is the size of the rubbish dump goes, has a hockey stick moment. Just goes through the roof. Suddenly everybody's throwing everything out. Suddenly it becomes a disposable society. So we have been here before. And I'm not kidding. You can go to ancient Rome, okay, and they have archaeological excavations, ancient Roman rubbish tips, and ancient Hebrew rubbish tips, ancient Jewish rubbish tips, because, I mean, in ancient Israel ran the world at the time. It controlled an empire. It controlled land. It controlled people. You know, for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles around. And then, you know, they got their set of corrupt leaders. But you can go to Jerusalem, and they have an ongoing archaeological excavation of the rubbish tip of ancient Jerusalem. And they're just excavating it all the time. And the things that they find are quite astounding, and we learn a lot about a nation by what it throws out. And that's why archaeologists, when they come across an ancient rubbish tip, they're delighted. They think it's great because here is a whole treasure trove of what people threw out. And you can reconstruct their pottery, you can reconstruct. And the other thing that people do immediately before their civilization collapses is they tear down and smash their statues, their monuments that they built, you know, 100, 150, 200 years before. And that's exactly what's happening now. We're creating vast piles of rubbish. We're tearing down our monuments. we have got another thing that comes through in the literature of civilizational collapse, because the old people would speak about, as they watched their whole world fall apart, that generation of old people would be the ones who are still reasonably literate, and they would write it down, what was happening. And they would tell the story of how the young people, they're a bunch of homosexuals, and they don't care about the ancient gods, and they don't want to work, and they don't seem to have a clue, and all I want to do is drink, and all I want to do is go and have ceremonies with drugs, and, you know, they don't want to do anything, and, you know, and it generally ends on quite a somber tone of, I don't know what we're going to do when we're all gone, us old people, but, you know, I don't like it, and I don't hold much hope for the future of our nation. This is the sort of literature and poetry that is a part of civilizational collapse. And this is what I'm seeing on the literary landscape, meaning including radio shows and including, you know, like, for instance, there was a book written by somebody whose work I follow quite closely, Jeff Berwick, and he recently wrote a book called The Controlled Demolition of the American Empire. I think that says it in a nutshell. He was born in Canada, and he now lives in Mexico. And he says, you know, I'll tell you about Jeff Berwick, because I think this is quite poignant. I think that you would really, really like him if you met him, because he says, you know, I used to go to America now and again. I don't like going to the United States anymore. He says, because every time I go there, I get kidnapped. And these people, they go around and they kidnap people and they hold them hostage. And they won't let these people go unless you pay a ransom. And he said, you think that the Mexican police are bad? Mexican police are not so bad compared to the American police. And he said, these police officers, you're not even really doing anything. You're standing on outside a nightclub talking on your cell phone, and the police officer comes along and just, you know, accosts you, gives you a bad time, and, you know, throws you in, kidnaps you and throws you into some pokey. Throws you in a cell. And I listen to him saying this, and I say, yes, exactly. I don't want to leave my farm. You know, it's not like that I'm frightened of being arrested, but every time I go out, if I see a police officer, I get angry. And I look at them and I just see what they do. But this is what happened in ancient Rome just before it collapsed. The Roman army got out of control and they just got into flat-out kidnapping people. You know, it's all there in the history books. And the same thing happened in ancient Assyria. The same thing happened in ancient Babylon. The same thing happened in ancient Israel. I mean, the whole book of Daniel is about how the Babylonians came to Jerusalem, which was itself a collapsing empire, kidnapped a bunch of, just the Babylonian army just stood outside of Jerusalem and laid siege to it. And then finally, after like 18 months of siege, where they starved half the city to death, they broke into the city, and they slaughtered a bunch of people, and the only ones who really escaped alive out of that siege were a minority of people that they kidnapped and took with them back to Babylon. So I'll say, well, what did those young people really do? They didn't really do anything. They were just minding their own business, living their lives and growing up, and then suddenly the Babylonians come along and lay siege to this city and then start, you know, killing and kidnapping people. Well, that's what's happening now with the blue team. They're just going around accosting people, bashing pregnant mothers and, you know, single women and, yeah, it's mostly, if you look at it, unless they really don't like you, mostly, if you're a man, they'll mostly leave you alone. The ones that they really, really harass, single women, especially single mothers, pregnant mothers, and, you know, it's just like, why? What did we ever do to them? But the reason why they're doing it is because there's some sort of wiring where it's in a collapse mode. You know, the whole culture, the whole civilization is in collapse mode. And the only thing you can do is just try and stay out of the way. Because if you go out and protest and demonstrate at this time, you're only going to get caught up in it. And it's inevitable. It's going to happen. It's a tide of history. But if you stay on the sidelines and, you know, just stay out of the way and prepare your own estate, prepare your own self as best you can, then you'll find that in a few years, and I'm literally talking just a few years, the whole thing will have collapsed in on itself, like a house of cards falling down, and you'll be left alone, except that you will have to be, you'll have to have a mindset where if they come to your gate, you're going to defend your property by force of arms. That has to be your mindset, because another thing that happens at this particular time in history is you get roving gangs of marauders develop who go from farm to farm to farm and just wiping everything out as they go, like locusts. And then that's what we're facing. That's what we're going to be facing.
We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lenneth talked about statues being demolished. And in 1945, at the end of World War II, statues of Adolf Hitler were demolished. So were those of Mussolini. And currently, like right now, there are over 113 statues that have been, in the United States, over 113 that have been toppled or removed or defaced. And who are they? Who are these statues of? Well, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Robert E. Lee was, well, in the states of Maryland and Virginia. They were either toppled or defaced or removed. And then, so what about guys like Christopher Columbus? Well, that would be in Florida, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and California, to name just a few. And now they're Confederate monuments, and they were removed, toppled, or defaced in Virginia, Florida, North Carolina, Indiana, Alabama, Texas, North Carolina, Michigan, Georgia, Louisiana, to name a few. Jefferson Davis, same thing. Andrew Jackson in Washington, D.C. General Stonewall Jackson in Virginia. The Virgin Mary. Now, what did she do? In Massachusetts. President Ronald Reagan in Illinois, just to name a few. So, when at the point is we have morons running around defacing history, removing history, destroying history, smashing history, morons. They're doing this. And, you know, whether you like the position of the South defending itself, I'm talking about in the United States, the Confederate States, whether you like it or not, that was about states' rights. Abraham Lincoln decided that he could kind of turn the tide and maybe win the first Civil War by making an issue about slavery. Because the North had slaves and so did the South. But the South had more. And they bought them from the North. Who bought them from the Africans? who brought them, who were brought here, the slaves were brought here by ships, mostly owned by people in the North and South America. So what a mess. What a mess. And so as you look at what's happening, class, you know, more technology, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, all those guys who are advocating, and the guys from Google, all those guys and gals who are advocating more technology and people who are embracing it, they are causing the demise of our society because they are training people that more is better. And you look at Bill Gates, and you look at the guy who had enough money to buy everything, everything, except one thing he wanted to buy, and he had trouble buying it, and that was the Nobel Peace Prize. It's been reported that he wanted to buy the Nobel Peace Prize. So he enlisted the help of a pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. And that was probably part of the demise of the marriage between Bill and Melinda Gates, because she's looking at this and saying, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up to be associated with filth like Jeffrey Epstein and his gang, like Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton and people like that. Alan Dershowitz, he's involved too, right? He spent some time with Jeffrey Epstein. It's disgusting. And, you know, Gwyneth, you and I, in our class, all we really want is a fair shake, a level playing field, and to be left alone. That's all we want. And the freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution. That's all we want. But you know, you're right. When I see a police car, a police uniform, police lights, if I'm in my vehicle, the first thing I do is hit the brakes. Why? I don't know. It's just a natural reaction. Am I speeding? No. But I want to make sure that if I'm a couple miles per hour under the speed limit, I'm doing less than even that. Because who knows what these guys can make up? Planting evidence, arresting you, handcuffing you, battering you. And they even use the defense that, well, you know, this black guy, we kneeled on his neck, and he didn't die from us kneeling on his neck. He died because he has sickle cell anemia. And it caused a blood clot, and that's why he died. Had nothing to do with kneeling on his neck for 9 minutes. That's what they say. It's unbelievable how they get away with this. We need more court watchers. We need people to go in court and start screaming at the judges that hand down these verdicts. You know, like speeding 3 miles an hour over the limit, $350 fine. Tail light out, $350 fine. Really? Really? It's out of control, just like Rome, where the government used the military, which now includes the police, to control our behavior and to lock us up. Pretty soon there won't be broadcasts like USA Prepares, because this will be considered hate speech. Can you imagine that? Free speech is on the way out, class. YouTube is absolute proof of that. Gwyneth Isaac will, and I will be right back. Gwyneth has a full slate to be discussed in class today when we come back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.